in Romans chapter number 3, and then I'm going to share just a couple verses with you out of the book of Isaiah. I'm going to try to share the burden of my heart with you tonight. Lord has had this thought on my heart for going on 2 months now, and I've got some props that we'll get into here in just a minute, and that comes later. Romans chapter number 3, the title of the message tonight will be My Rags for His Righteousness. My Rags for His Righteousness. So you already know where this is going, and if I get undignified tonight, you'll just have to bear with me. Now, I'm going to start by just reading one verse, Romans 3, verse number 9. What then? Are we better than they? No, in no wise. For we have before proved, both Jews and Gentiles, that they are all under sin. Let's go, Lord, in prayer tonight. Ask His blessings on the service. Ask it, His will be done. Our dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we're so thankful, God, for the Scripture that You've led our hearts to tonight. God, I do pray, Father, that You would help us, Lord God, to say just exactly what You'd have for us to say. Lord, I pray, God, that You would bless the reading of Your Word. God, I pray that Your name would be high and holy and lifted up, Lord God, throughout the whole service tonight. God, I pray, Father, that You would just touch my feeble lips, Lord God. Help me, Father, to preach in a way that would be pleasing to You. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. So we're all in agreement tonight that the world is in sin. Everybody agrees with me tonight. There is absolutely no one that is born on this planet that is not fallen in sin. Everybody. Jew and Gentile alike. Now, there's not a single Jew sitting amongst us tonight, but there sure is a whole lot of us Gentiles, right? I'm going to share a verse of Scripture with you just real quick out of Isaiah chapter number 63. And this will get our thought opened up here, and I'll see if I can help you. Isaiah chapter number 63 and verse number, 64 and verse number 6. But we are all as unclean things. And all our righteousness are as filthy rags. And we all do fade as a leaf. And our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away. So I've got with me tonight my righteousness. Okay? I'm gonna give you a glimpse of what my righteousness looks like. So take a look. This here is my righteousness. Gabe, does that look like it's good for anything?
No.
You couldn't even wipe a window with that, could you? Mm-hmm. No?
No.
It kind of stinks, don't it? Go ahead and take some now. Smells a little charred, don't it?
Mm-hmm.
This is my righteousness. Now, I don't know what your righteousness looks like, but I know that it's all filthy rags.
Right, yeah. Right.
This is what I came to God with, brother.
Right. Yeah.
Yep.
See, here's the problem. A lot of people try to wear their righteousness like a badge of honor.
Right.
They try to cover themselves up with their righteousness. Say, look at me, God. Mm-hmm. Ain't I a good person? Yeah. Don't I help the needy? God, haven't I tried so hard? Look at me. Don't I look so good? But all that God sees is your righteousness. And our righteousness is nothing.
You're right.
You've already heard Brother Bradley say this, that I'm a big zero with the ring kicked off. Well, I'm less than that. My righteousness is as a filthy rag. That's right, for sure. for sure. So all of my righteousness can ever amount to is a filthy, old, nasty, tore up, burnt to cinders rag. Now, we're going to be flipping back over to Romans, back to chapter number 3. We're going to dig into the meat of the message here. I'm going to explain to you why my righteousness is nothing. I'm going to start by saying that my righteousness is as a filthy rag because of the way that I live. Romans chapter number 3, verses 10 through 12. Let's take a real close look at this. It says, "As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one." I cannot claim anything on my righteousness because my ways are all bad. I don't have anything good about me. These verses here, "There's none righteous, no, not one. I'm chief among those." Are you listening tonight? "There's none that understandeth. There's none that seeketh after God." Can you remember? Can you think back long enough, Brother Trey, to when you was lost? You remember those times, don't you? It's more recent for you than it is for some of us. Did you feel righteous then? No. Your righteousness, even when you're a lost man and you try to fool yourself, your righteousness is still nothing but just a filthy, old, dirty, nasty rag. And it doesn't matter how good we try. I can run this right here. I can run this through the washing machine. But there ain't going to be nothing left of it. Okay? It'll just fall apart. My righteousness is never going to be more than what you see before you here tonight. And if you get real good and honest with you and me and the Lord, your righteousness is no better than this. Hallelujah. My righteousness is just old tattered, nasty, filthy rags because of my way. It says here, they are all gone out of the way. They are altogether become unprofitable. There's none that doeth good, no, not one. You know, Paul had a conversation internally with himself, and he says, "When I would do good, I don't do it, and when I would do evil," he's sometimes I feel like Paul. No matter how hard I try to do the right thing, nothing good ever comes of it. Anybody else with me in that? Every now and then I try real good and hard, Brother Gabe, and I do everything that I can, and guess what? No matter how hard I try, it's just still just a filthy old, dirty, nasty, falling apart rag. Mm-hmm. You ever done that, Gabe? Yeah. I can attest to myself that a lot of my attempts end up looking nothing but like this. Because my righteousness is worthless. My righteousness will get me nowhere. And I can say this, my righteousness is worthless because of my words. Notice what verses 13 through 14 says. "Their throat is an open sepulcher. With their tongues they have used deceit. The poison of asps is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursings and bitterness." Now, you say, "Well, I don't run around cussing. I don't run around doing this and that." Well, you might not run around cussing, but I guarantee you that there are times when your speech looks a whole lot like this. You know what we're supposed to do, Brother Marvin? We were saved for a purpose, to spread the Word of God. And if we're not sharing the Word of God, this is what our words looks like, folks. Hollow, meaningless, filthy, dirty, old, nasty. It don't amount to nothing. We can talk about every ball game that comes on. We can talk about the race cars going down the track. We can talk about shooting guns. And in God's eyes, it ain't just nothing but just nasty old, dirty, filthy, rotten rag. Gabe, I couldn't even wipe sweat with this. I couldn't do nothing with it. I wouldn't even want to wipe my shoes off with this thing. This is the way we look in God's eyes. Get real good and honest with yourself. This is you and me, all right? Well, I'll just get real honest with you. This is me. This is, you say, Bill's a nice fella. Yeah, he is. But he ain't nothing but this right here. Because of my ways, because of my words, because of my warring. Notice what verses 15 through 17 says. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways. And the way of peace they have not known. Not many people in here, maybe nobody. Nobody really knew me back when I was in high school much. Josh, a little bit. And Steve, yeah. But you didn't know me. You knew me at the house. I'll tell you a little something about myself that not many people know. I used to be mean. I don't look it. I don't act it now. I used to be meaner than a striped snake. I've now that I've been saved, God's helped me deal with my anger issues and got me calmed way under down from what I used to be. But I used to be pretty wrathful. And I wasn't, I'd just about punch you in the mouth for nothing. I was mean. Our ways are nothing but warring.
Yeah.
It says that our feet are quick to shed blood. You know what Jesus said? Jesus said, turn the other cheek.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's hard to hear, ain't it? You mean when the world belittles me, mm-hmm. and calls me everything but a dog.
Right.
You mean I'm supposed to turn the other cheek, brother?
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Trey, that's hard, ain't it? I don't like it. I don't like it any more now than I used to, but in order to be a Christian, man's got to be Christ-like.
Amen.
In order to be Christ-like, you got to live like him.
Amen.
How many fights did you ever see Jesus get into? Did you ever? Never. We find where Jesus is a wrathful God in the book of Revelation. Not before then. When Jesus was here, he made his beds with publicans and sinners. He went out and eat with them. He went and supped with them in their houses. He was just right there with them. And when that old servant was there, and they come to take Jesus. Peter, he was real swift to pull out that sword, son. He smote that ear straight off that fellow's head. What did Jesus do? Did he say, got what you deserve, big boy? Did you see that? Peter just cut your ear off. No. You know what? You know what God, you know what Jesus done? He picked up that ear, and he stuck it to that fellow's head and healed him. And belittled Peter for what he had done. Gave him down the road. Y'all not do that. Our ways, especially when we, mankind as a whole just wants to go to war.
Yeah.
That's the truth. From all the way back in the book of Genesis, there were two brothers that went to war. One of them didn't want to have nothing to do with war. The other one killed him. All the way back in the very first book of your Bible, war started. And it's been war after war after war, right on up to present day. There's wars going on right now. And it says here in 15, their feet are swift to shed blood. And verse 16, destruction and misery are in their ways. And the way of peace have they not known. Can I explain something to you tonight? This right here is what our warring ways looks like to God. There's nothing peaceful looking about this. It looks like it's been through a war. This rag looks like it's been through a war. If I'd had time, I'd took it out and shot it some before I burned it. But I didn't have time. So I just burned him a little bit and brought him up here scorched and ragged. Our ways are not peaceful. Mankind is a wrathful creature. But the way of God is peace. The way of God is much higher than ours. See, God wages war on mankind when mankind needs war waged on him. God wins those battles. He don't just make war, he ends war. But to know peace, Brother Neil, you got to first know God. Because man don't have no peace inside of him. We don't know the way of peace. It's foreign to us. We just want to war. Gabe, have you ever gotten a fight with your brother?
Oh, yeah.
Have you? I think I might have witnessed just a couple of them. How about you, Trey? You ever had a knockdown drag out with your brother?
Yeah.
Me and Steve hadn't ever gotten a knockdown drag out, but my goodness, if we ever had them, we'd have tore it down. Even brothers, I know y'all love one another. You don't act like it. Y'all mealy mouth one another, talk bad. Y'all love one another, and I know that. But even those that love one another, sometimes there's war and strife between. Even, listen to me real close now. Your brothers and sisters in Christ, you'll even go to war with them. People sitting on a pew just a few feet from you. You'll get it in your heart that they've got some sort of ought against you, and you'll want to start a war in the church house. Don't do that. Whenever we start warring like that, this is all that God sees. This is all we're showing to God. Look here, God. This is what we're good for. We don't know no peace. We don't have the way of peace in our hearts. So, our righteousness is as filthy rags because of our way, our words, our warring. Can I tell you it's because of our witlessness? Notice what verse number 18 says. There is no fear of God before their eyes. Now, some of y'all might have had one of these stickers on your truck or your car. No fear. I never did. I never put one of them on my vehicle. Because there's plenty that I'm afraid of. Number one being God. People say, I'm not afraid of God. And they'll thumb their nose at him. And they'll say every ungodly thing. They'll take his name in vain. I can tell you for sure fact, I'm scared of God. He's my God. He's my Lord and Savior. But it's because of that I fear him. Because I know that he's capable of. And I'll tell you this. When Mama used to discipline me, it wasn't a whooping that I was afraid of. I could take a whooping like nobody else, son. She could whoop a far out of me, and I'd just stand there and take it. But what I did not like was the talking to that came with the whooping. See, she could have beat me till I was purple, and it wouldn't have never made me shed a tear. But the talking to broke my heart. God's the same way. He'll whoop you. He'll take you out behind the woodshed and he'll stripe you real good. But it's when you get digging down in that word, Gabe, and you figure out all the things that you've done wrong. You just start reading a little bit about why you done was bad. That's even worse than the whooping for me. I'd rather you take a cane pole and lay into me than I would for my mama to give me a talking to. I promise you that. Because a talking to don't just abuse the body. A talking to lets you know how much you've hurt the other person. How disappointed they are in you. Especially when we're lost, we're completely witless about God and the things of God. So there is no healthy fear of God. Fear of God starts with wisdom. If you want to be smart, fear the Lord. He's worthy of our respect and of our reverence and our awe. He is high and holy and righteous to a T, to an absolute fault. And this is what we are. We're just witless and ragged and used up. This is my righteousness. Verses 19 through 23, we're going to find the warrant for all this. It says, now we know what things soever the law saith, it saith to them who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped, and all the world may become guilty before God. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. But now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference. Notice what verse 23 says. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Here is the warrant. The law says, y'all ain't nothing but an old rotten, filthy, decaying, nasty rag that ain't good for nothing. Law says, there ain't no hope for you. You might as well just give up. This is what the law says. Law takes a mirror, and the law shows you what your righteousness looks like. It says, nope, ain't no hope for you. You can't live good enough, Brother Allen. You can't. Anybody in here a seamstress? Anybody sew besides Miss Wilma? Miss Wilma, can you take my rag and fix it? No? No? Yeah. You mean you can't fix my old rotten, nasty rag? I can't either. There ain't no hope for this rag. This rag is done. In the eyes of the law, I'm done. In the eyes of the law, there's no hope for me. Because I cannot live it. I cannot do good enough, be good enough. I cannot make myself good enough. But I don't have. There was somebody who did all that for me, did all that for you. I'm going to share a verse with you. Actually, we'll hold off on that verse. I want to keep plugging away in Romans here. I want to get you ready for this verse. We're going to notice why his righteousness looks a little different than ours. We're going to look at his worthiness. Notice what it says in verses 24 through 26. Being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God has set forth to be the propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God. To declare, I say, at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believes in Jesus. He's worthy. See, he took my righteousness. He said, we don't need that no more. We'll get rid of that. I got something new for you. He said, I'm going to take my righteousness. He said, I'm going to put my righteousness on you. See, that looks a little different, don't it? There's, let's just do a side-by-side comparison here. Which one looks better? What's in my right hand or what's in my left hand? See, this ain't good for nothing. I could do all kinds of stuff with this. See, I'm not righteous, but I've been clothed upon by His righteousness. Over in Isaiah chapter number 61, I'm going to read you a couple verses here. Isaiah chapter number 61, verses 10 through 11 here. Your Bible says, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God. For He hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness. As a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorneth herself with jewels. For as the earth bringeth forth her bud, and as the garden causeth the things that are sown in it spring forth, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all the nations. This is my righteousness now. This is mine now because He gave it to me. This is what my righteousness used to look like. This is my righteousness when I was a lost man. This is what I was good for. And then God said, let's get rid of that. I'm going to give you something new. Now you can have my righteousness. I don't think you heard me. I said, my righteousness. He gave us His. He put His righteousness on us, Gabe. No more do you have to depend on yourself. No more do you have to look at your old dirty, filthy rags. No more does, when God the Father looks at you, He don't see your filthy rags anymore. He sees what God has given you here through the blood of Jesus Christ. It went from I ain't good for nothing to God made me conquerors and more than a conqueror through Him. No more do I have to stand by and say, I don't have the ways of peace, Brother Trey. I've got the ways of peace now, all because of Him. My words don't offend anymore because I've got His righteousness. My way is corrected because I've got His righteousness on my life now. I don't have to worry about it anymore because He changed me. See, I never have really understood this. He could take an old black sinner, cover him in red blood, and him come out just as white as snow on the other side. I've never really understood that. I'm going to get there one day, but God don't see my old filthy, rotten rags no more. Amen. Hallelujah. Because when God looks at me, He sees His Son. And that's how it ought to be. That's how it ought to be. When God looks at you, you ought to look just like Jesus. And here's a little word of encouragement. When the world looks at you, you know what they ought to see? They ought not see some hateful, warring individual with nothing good to say. You know what they ought to see? They ought to see Jesus. Can I explain something to you? A lot of people that will never darken the door of a church house will look at your life and see how you live, and your life can have an effect on them. And your life can show them the righteousness of Jesus. And it can make a change in their life. And they might want what you've got if you'll live it like He asked you to. If you'll just show His righteousness on the job, at school, in the grocery store, wherever you're at. Just don't forget. Don't forget. He put His righteousness on you. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord that I don't have to depend on my righteousness no more. Because I'm telling you, y'all think that I'm just wonderful. Y'all think that I'm just the nicest teddy bear that you've ever seen. I'll tell you, my righteousness looks a whole lot like that. And everything good that you see is because of Him. Amen. And if you get real good and honest with you and the Lord, The only reason that your righteousness looks like this is because of Him. Amen. Hallelujah. I hope this has helped you tonight. I hope that you'll chew on this all week long. You'll go home, you'll study out that righteousness for yourself. I'm telling you, I didn't even really scratch the surface on it, folks. There's so much in this Bible about Him and Him giving His righteousness to us and getting rid of what we used to have and giving us something totally different. It's just, God's good to us. Is He good to you? If He ain't good to you, He must have just visited me with both parts then. Because He's been better to me than I deserve. You understand? He's been a whole lot better to me than I deserve. It's all because Jesus washed me in His blood. And God clothed me with His righteousness. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Our dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we are so thankful, God, for the Scripture. God, we thank You, Lord, for being our God. We thank You for saving our souls, Lord God, and clothing us, Lord God, in Your righteousness. Father, washing us in the blood of Jesus and helping us, God, to change our ways, Lord. We're a new creature now, and I thank You so much for it. Lord, I pray, God, that You'd go with us through the remainder of the week. God, I pray that You would help us to be careful to bring honor and glory to Your name, God, no matter where we're at. Lord, help